That study raises some troubling issues for people who work every day trying to develop young brains, especially that bit about use it or lose it. Professional educators, like commentator and middle school teacher Emily Wiley, must find ways to get those brains to go to the mental spa.
Deep in the school year, things can get pretty grim. My eighth graders retreat inside themselves, and all I see are closed shells, beady eyes, and snapping claws. Usually, I start to teach more entertainingly, but this always turns to lecturing, and then I'm just exhausted and friendless and hoarse. Obviously, this scary teacher mode is not pretty for anyone. My mom got to hear all about it when I visited her recently, and after listening for a while, she said she had no advice, but would I like to come with her to art class? This is not unusual. When I was little, my mom went back to college. She meant to do a child psychology major, but she always seemed to end up in art classes, which was great for us kids because on school vacations, we'd get to follow her to cool classes, sometimes with neat things like welding torches, or even better, nude models. Mom's fellow students were all younger and punk and mohawked and pierced. I loved how cool they were, and how they made me cool by ignoring me. Later in the car on the way home, I'd be more in love with my mom than ever, seeing her be an artist among peers. When I went to art class this time, I was gripped by a sudden shyness, and I scuttled to a corner with my book. I peered over its rim and watched Mom circle the room gathering supplies. She consulted with her professor, chatted with the other artists about their work, and then I stared at my page and prayed hard they'd ignore me, the only non-artist in the room. And then the moment came like it always did. Mom came back to our table, plonked some supplies down in front of me, and said, "Do you want to try one too?" I didn't. I wanted to refuse. I was terrible at art. I couldn't do it right. But I couldn't get the words out of my mouth. Invitation like this from my mom is irresistible. In a minute, there I was, older now, still no good at art, but scissoring away at the bright colors she'd laid before me. And when a tiny idea for a print formed in my mind, I felt like $1,000,000. Mom smiled. $1,000,000 is a feeling I pay a lot of attention to now that I'm a teacher. I know how much mileage a kid can get from one moment feeling like this. I thought of myself in the last month, of how I'd taken to lecturing, to talking at my Selin kids, doing everything myself and involving them less and less. I hadn't invited them to do anything in weeks. Of course I needed to. I needed to do what my mom did. Give my kids a task they're not sure they can do. Hear them say they'll mess up. Say, "You try too," with confidence, and let them go.
Emily Wiley teaches at the Young Women's Leadership School, a public school in New York City.